in order.
That is the packet8.net toll free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away, so do enjoy those. Freetalklive.com to the phones, to the fun. Gene, the Christian anarchist, calling from Tennessee on the amplifier line. Hey, Gene, you're on Free Talk Live. What's up?
Hello, guys. I was going to talk to you earlier. You were discussing rights.
Yes.
And the fact that some people claim that people don't have rights because they're not citizens, and I wanted to point out that the rights exist because we are created with them. Now, you may disagree with whether there is a creator or what a creator is, but the fact is that our concept of law has always been based on that we are created with our rights. Therefore, if you don't want to call them God-given rights, you can call them human rights.
Natural rights.
But you have, well, I don't even like natural rights. They're human rights because you have them based on the fact that you're human. You are a human being, therefore you have all the rights that every human being has.
But now you have other human beings in so-called positions of power deeming that, if you're an enemy, unlawful enemy combatant, you don't have any of those rights anymore.
Well, there's an old case called Yickwo v. somebody. Anyway, it was a San Francisco case in the Ninth Circuit Court in the 1800s. A Chinese guy who had a laundromat, and the state said he couldn't do, I mean, the city said he couldn't do something, and brought him up on charges, and it was all overturned because they ruled that he has rights that can't be overruled. And what they were trying to say was that he didn't have the same rights as everybody else because he was not a U.S. citizen. He was a Chinese servant, public, what do they call them when they're under the emperor of China? He was a
subject.
Subject, that's it. He was still a subject of the emperor of China, even though he'd been living in the U.S. for 10 years. And the court ruled, and they ruled correctly. And I don't put a lot of stock in court rules, you know,
sure.
Because I'm an anarchist. But in this case, they did actually make a wise decision, and they said that even though he was a foreigner, he still has rights. But the rights don't stop at the U.S. border either. They only stop at the border that when you cross over it, there are no human beings. So if you stop at a border, if you can find a border somewhere that has no human beings on the other side of it, then that's where the rights stop. Until you find that border, rights exist completely around the planet, on the moon. If you have men on the moon, it doesn't matter where they are. Rights extend to wherever you find humans. It doesn't, this whole concept of trying to say that we can take this person's rights away because of this, that, or the other thing has got to go out the window.
Wouldn't that be defined essentially as inhuman?
Right.
To do that?
And we've also got to stop using this ridiculous term, civil rights. There's no such thing as civil rights. You have rights based on the fact that you're human. There is no such thing as civil rights.
Well
civil
said,
rights
Gene.
Are granted by the government, and there are no rights granted by the government
right.
because the government has no power to grant them.
Well, they think they do.
They think they do, and they need to be woken up. So,
yeah, they're living in a fantasy world. They're just people, too. And
yep.
they feel like they're better than everybody else. And not only do the government people feel like they're better than everyone else, but also there are many people that echo the sentiments that you're addressing here, Gene, and that is those people who believe, is it ethnocentrism? I don't know if that's the right word, or nationocentrism? The people that believe that because you were born in the United States or because you were born in America, all of a sudden you are a better person than everyone else around the world. You have rights and no one else does. These are sick, sick people.
Well, it's one thing to believe that you're better, because I certainly, you know, to some extent or another, I do believe that America's better than the rest of the world.
America is better? It's a plot of land.
But I think that there's really some great things about this country and the people that have grown up inside of it. But
wait,
when you
say this country, do you mean the government or America?
The nation.
The people in it and the values that they have had through for the last 300 years, you know, 300 years, actually, prior to the
establishment of the nation. You're saying they're better than the rest of the world?
Yeah.
Based on what?
Well, Try to talk libertarianism with somebody in Japan. They will not understand what freedom means, not for nothing. They don't get freedom. Freedom isn't part of their culture.
People here don't get freedom either. It's not
part
of their
culture
here.
They have a significantly better understanding of what freedom is,
I don't know
what human rights are, than people in Japan.
I don't know if I agree, Gene. Your thoughts?
I think you'll find people in Japan that understand freedom, and people in any other country. They may be a very small minority, and it may not be the standard view of that culture, but
well,
there are
it's a small minority here. It's a small,
it is
what
a
is
small
it, 1%
minority.
Of the population understands freedom in America?
If that. There's very few people that understand what freedom is, because most of the people think that they should pay income tax. Well, how in the world do you explain paying income tax and freedom?
You can't.
How do you reconcile those two?
Well, that's not correlating everything, and that's accepting what we've been, you know, doled out and had for the last 100 years. But you know, we still have the Bill of Rights. I don't think that many people even would get the idea of the Bill of Rights in many countries.
That's right.
Well, the Bill of Rights, the only thing that George Bush probably ever said that really made sense was the one time when he said, and we're talking about the Constitution, he says it's just a GD piece of paper.
Yeah.
He was right. He was right. On that one subject, he was right. The Constitution grants you nothing. It does nothing.
And
it
the
has
fact
no
that
I'm not saying
no
that
authority.
The Constitution grants
well,
anything, Gene. All I'm saying is that the Bill of Rights does outline some of the rights that we have as humans.
But okay, that may be true, but that doesn't mean that you're better because you were born in America. That's absurd.
Look, I'm not saying that I'm more deserving, but yeah, I do. I can think that we are better. I just don't think we should go around killing people because of it. I don't think we should, you know, institute our laws on somebody else. I'm allowed to think whatever I want about the country.
We've been entrusted with a really unique republic, and we're blowing it. That's basically what's happening. We're blowing it. So even though we've come up, and what's happened now is that through incrementalism, a lot of people have forgotten about freedom. They've forgotten what it's like to truly be free. 100 years ago, people were much freer than they are today. There was no withholding in your paychecks.
Sure.
People got paid in gold and silver coins. You put them in your pocket and you went out and went shopping. It was much different then.
Gene, any other thoughts for us?
No, sir. I think we covered it pretty good.
Thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you as always. 800-259-9231. So let me see if I got this straight, Mark. You believe that people are actually just better people because they were born within a certain boundary of land?
Yeah, that's precisely what I said. Just because of the piece of dirt you're born on, that makes you a better person. No. I said was that people that grew up in America mm-hmm. and surrounded by concepts of freedom and liberty, although they've been bastardized and although they've been you know, the wings on that on our, you know, flying eagle have been clipped.
Big
people
time.
Get ideas of human rights better in America than they do elsewhere. People get the idea of sovereignty better in America than they do elsewhere. And
sovereignty.
Fine. Sovereignty. And, you know, if Gene says that it's one way in Japan, I can tell you that the Celestrian is over in Japan right now, one of our listeners, and he says, you can't talk libertarianism with anybody there because they don't get it. They're part of the collective. They're there to serve.
800-259-9231. I just don't think it's very I see where you're coming from on that, but I just think it's kind of pointless to get on the air and advocate that you're better than everyone else just because you happen to be born in a place where some people wrote some stuff down on a piece of paper.
I think
hundreds of years ago.
I made it very clear that I don't think we should go around killing people because what country they're in.
Now
or
I know where you're
like
coming
that.
From. Now I understand where you're coming from. And so does everyone else. Let's go to John in Salem. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hello.
Hey guys.
Hey John, what's on your mind?
Hey, I heard on the show earlier this week some language that I'm trying to correct my own vocabulary, and I wanted to run it by you guys. It's very common for both Ian, Mark, probably Wayne, and probably all the listeners to refer to taxes when we're referring to federal taxes, as in my case when I say at some point I'm going to stop paying my federal taxes.
Yeah.
I need to get over that word, my. They're not my taxes.
I agree with you, John.
You need to get over it. Mark needs to get over it. Wayne needs to get over it. The listeners need to get over it.
You know, John, if we're going to go correct language, it's Mark, not Mark.
Oh, yeah. You are being such a jerk tonight. Hey, John, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. Great point. Thanks for bringing it up. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live, and Mark thinks he's better than you.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Toll free, 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features completely free, archives included. An entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your download and convenience. And that, again, is freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Is it the war on drugs? Register now for the February of 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers to include Jack Cole, Executive Director of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, as well as Rob Campia, the Executive Director of the Marijuana Policy Project, and New Hampshire residents that are working to end the war on drugs. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information and to get registered. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. In fact, I think probably John in New Hampshire, we just got off the phone with him. He's somebody I might expect to show up at the Liberty Forum. Not only will you be able to meet libertarian luminaries, but you'll probably be able to meet some of our callers from New Hampshire as well.
You know, just ordinary libertarian folks that want to see big changes happen.
Let's go to the phones to Stephen in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Stephen.
What's up?
I just want to call in because Mark made a comment about how Americans are better than people in other places in the world.
Yeah.
And I want to say that I understand where he's coming from. And I'm not sure if you exactly got it, Ian. I think...
Oh, he understands. He's just a jerk.
I think you're a jerk for suggesting it.
So there you go.
We all are very fortunate to be born in the United States, in America, but I don't think that means that we're better people because of it. I think that's really, I think, sad. But what did you have to say, Stephen?
I agree. It's not exactly the way he should have stated it. What I think he means is, for instance, when he compares us to the Japanese, most Japanese people have a certain view of the world that is very different from the way Americans think of the world.
Okay.
That would make it very difficult to communicate libertarianism or anything like it to them.
Well, they have a very many years.
Generally collectivist view of the world. Generally revolves around the idea of the family, of the tribe, of the nation.
Mm-hmm.
The individual is very much marginalized in Japanese thinking.
Yeah.
So it's not that it makes them better, but I think that's, Mark, is that where you were coming from on that?
It's pretty much that. I think that America's the, we come up with the inventions of the world. Why?
What? We come up with the inventions? The Japanese come up with plenty of inventions.
Like?
Major electronics corporations all headquartered in Japan, sir.
Do you think they invented things like
inventing them here in the United
television?
States?
Television? I mean, they might be tweaking the inventions that they're that currently are out there, but they didn't invent these things. We came up with the major concepts.
That's an allegation, unproven.
A once free America was a fertile ground for creativity and innovation. But that's escaping us now.
I would agree with that, too.
The Japanese do invent some things, but overall, you're right. We have invented much more in the United States, but we're in danger of losing all that now.
I would concur.
Stephen, any other thoughts? Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free packet8.net line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's okay. People certainly are different. They're raised in different societies and cultures around the world. But to say that one is better than the other is just asinine. Then somebody in Japan could get on and say, well, we're better in Japan because we were raised under collectivism. That makes us better. You know, it's just really just pointless to make those claims.
I didn't make those claims. You said some people would say, and so I felt obligated to defend people that would say.
That's not how you feel?
It is how I feel. I feel that Americans
are
better.
So you are making those claims.
But I don't think that it's necessary to go after Muslims and kill them off as a result.
Okay, I didn't suggest that you did say that, sir. I was just pointing
out. You were suggesting that people that thought that way thought that it was a good idea to go around the world instituting our beliefs.
I never once said anything like
that,
and I didn't make that suggestion. But Florida's Pinellas County has agreed to pay $100,000 to two men mistakenly arrested and roughed up by deputies from the Sheriff's Department's Narcotics Division. Fortunately for the men, Desmond Small, who's 26, and Christopher Lobin from StopTheDrugWar.org, by the way, the incident was caught on videotape from a camera in a car rental office where the bad bust went down. The August 17th incident occurred when deputies following a vehicle thought to be carrying drugs lost track of it. Whoops. Minutes later, another pair of deputies spotted what they thought was the same vehicle and followed it to the car rental agency.
That's bad news.
When the vehicle's occupants got out and entered the car rental office, the deputies burst in with guns drawn and forced Small and Lobin to the floor. One deputy put his foot on the back of Small's head and repeatedly pushed his face into the floor. Small suffered abrasions to his face and a cut to his mouth that required stitches. Rental agency employees said the carpet he was lying on was so bloodstained that they had to throw it out.
Hmm.
The video also showed two officers exchanging high fives over their big bust, and one of them apparently stopping on Small's leg as he lay cuffed on the carpet. Although rental agency employees who witnessed the arrest of Small and Lobbin didn't resist, the deputies accused Small of not cooperating, saying, "I don't think they were resisting other than just being kind of shocked." I mean, just amazing. Small said, "I was like, what the hell is going on? I said, sir, I didn't do anything." The $100,000 payout to the two men was approved by the county attorney. She said that given the result of the sheriff's department's investigation, the pair could have sued the county for civil rights violations, wrongful arrest, and personal injury. The two narcotics deputies, whose status as undercover agents apparently protects them from having their identities revealed, are now serving 12-day suspensions without pay and are on workplace suspension for a year. So, slap on the hand for crushing someone's skull into the carpet.
And making them so, making the carpet so bloody that they had to throw the damn thing out.
So it makes you ask the question, at least pilotonline.com asking the question, who polices the police? John Fletcher stood outside in the cold for an hour the night of November 16th, the target of an unexplained police stop outside of a Chesapeake shopping plaza. Now, John is a professional driver. The men in plain clothes peered into his vehicle with a flashlight. They questioned him about drugs in the area, he said. They ran a field sobriety test. He says he passed, except for his inability to recite the alphabet backward, and that's got to be hard for anybody.
It can't be easy. Z, Y,
X. Police later administered a breath analysis, and he passed. They ran a criminal background check. Nothing. Fletcher was told he could reach into his car to retrieve a coat, but the 52-year-old didn't move. He was afraid of what might happen. Then Fletcher remembers watching, by the way, Fletcher is black. Then Fletcher remembers watching the three officers one by one drive off that night without any explanation. He yelled to them. I said, "Hey, I need some ID or something from you all." Mm-hmm. Fletcher said. They said they didn't have to give me anything. So after being shaken down by the police on the side of the road, being forced into a battery of sobriety tests, the police refused to identify themselves and left the scene.
You know, I believe it's against the law for individuals not to identify themselves.
It is.
How come the police are above them? I mean, shouldn't the police are public servants? Shouldn't they have to identify themselves to us?
Well, it's not the first time it's happened. According to the website, each year hundreds of citizens such as Fletcher file complaints against the police in Southampton Roads, but internal and around the country. But internal handling of those complaints by police does little to reassure citizens that their concerns are taken seriously. Chesapeake is studying the idea of a citizen review board as a neutral third-party examiner of police conduct. But guess who's against the idea?
I bet the police are.
More on the way, 800-259.
Civilians shouldn't be getting involved in our work.
1-800-259-9231. Your negative encounters with the police, if you've got them, and I'm sure many of you do. And if you've had a glowing encounter with the cops, you can share that as well. This is your show, and anything goes. It is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Once again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give it away. And that includes the bulletin board system. We've got nearly 180,000 posts. In fact, we might have crossed that mark, that milestone at this point. Over 180,000 posts, over 1,300 people interacting, and it's all totally free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Once again, bbs.freetalklive.com. And birthdays and anniversaries can catch you unawares. 800-Flowers, that's 1-800-Flowers.com, delivers the same day, any day. Call, click, or come in for fresh flowers and gourmet gifts. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to save 10% off your next order. That's FTL, 1-800-Flowers.com. Tom.
Don't forget Valentine's Day is coming up, too. So, do your Valentine's Day shopping at 1-800-Flowers.com and use code FTL.
Brilliant idea, Mark.
Yes, I am brilliant.
1-800-259-9231. The story is out of, I believe, Chesapeake Bay. PilotOnline.com reporting that John Fletcher was essentially shaken down by three police officers. They gave him a battery of sobriety tests. And he felt a little bit in danger. They told him he could get a coat out of his truck, but he was concerned that if he reached inside his truck, they'd use it as an excuse to harm him, obviously feeling fairly threatened by these particular police officers. They left the scene, and as they left, he yelled to them he wanted some identification from them. And they told him they didn't have to give him that, and they pulled away. And so he filed a complaint. In fact, hundreds of complaints are filed for this, just this particular police department, and I would guess that probably several hundred thousand of complaints are filed across the country. And in this particular case, Chesapeake is studying the idea of a citizen review board as a neutral third-party examiner of police conduct. Chesapeake Police Chief Richard Justice wouldn't discuss the idea of civilian oversight, saying his department is currently researching the matter. However, some police agencies are against the public looking over their shoulders. Wonder why that could be. Virginia Beach Police Chief A.M. Jackox Jr. is opposed to civilian oversight, arguing that the people appointed to such committees typically know little about law enforcement goals, tactics, and public service. No, maybe you could teach them a few things about it.
Well, you know, isn't the law enforcement's goals, tactics, and service to serve the people. People like the people that would be on that board.
To serve and protect, just like the side of the police cars used to say.
I think it should be easy and transparent what the goals and tactics of the police force are.
Norfolk Police Chief Bruce Marquis is also against the idea. He said his department has already had already has internal checks, including the Office of Professional Standards, the Firearms Review Board, and the department's homicide unit, which looks into police shootings. There are also reviews by the Commonwealth's attorney and sometimes the state police, he said. Quote, there are several mechanisms in place now that have proven to be very effective in reviewing actions by officers. We don't need no civilians looking at us. All right, I added that last part, but seriously, these guys don't want any sort of oversight. Why do you think that is? Nationwide, there are nearly 150 civilian oversight agencies with varying degrees of authority, said Pierce Murphy, the president of the National Association of Civilian Oversight of Law Enforcement, or NACOL, a nonprofit organization that works to improve community and police relations. Murphy says he doesn't know of any such groups in Virginia. Our view is that oversight, an effective, real form of oversight, assures the community that its police officers are exercising their power effectively and in the best interest of the community. So a civilian oversight board could be used when a police officer is shot, civilians are shot by police, when police are accused of breaking the law, or when civilians are injured by police. And then they go on down the list of things that these boards can be used for in more detail about a civilian oversight board. But what I found interesting about this article was how it points out the corruption that is just rampant through the upper levels of many police agencies. How could somebody who purports, a chief of police, who purports to be serving and protecting citizens, be against those same citizens that he's supposed to serve and protect having oversight over his job or over some form of oversight over his department? How could that be? What's he afraid of exactly?
You know, the people that are in charge don't want other people in charge over them.
Let's go.
That makes perfectly good sense. I wouldn't want somebody here telling me what I can say on the air.
1-800-259-9231. But this is a public agency. It's not a business. So
right.
It's a government agency.
I'm not saying that they shouldn't have people right. That tell them what to do. I'm just saying that it's human nature not to want to have people to tell them what to do.
Oh, no, I understand. And it's just that this is a government agency. Therefore, they should have that oversight, that extra level of protection for the people. That's if we're going to continue having government police, which, of course, I'm completely against. Because if this were, for instance, a private protection agency, then all the oversight they would need would be their customers. If their customers didn't like the way they were doing business, if the customers didn't like their policies, they could complain and not come back. If the business didn't make a change, if the business owner, the private police protection, a private protection agency owner or board, didn't institute new policies to make their customers happy, they'd lose the business to the agency across town. It would be a self-correcting problem. The market self-corrects all the time based on a variety of different signals, market signals, people, unsatisfied consumers, people who are angry, satisfied consumers. Various different signals are factored in, and countless numbers of them, and they're all taken in at once by the business owners, and then they make decisions as to what to do. With bureaucracies, it doesn't work that way. There are very few signals that the police get. They get complaints all the time.
But they don't care.
They don't have to do anything about it.
No, what difference does it make?
They're not going
to
stop their funding. They could get complaint after complaint after complaint, and that funding's going to roll in year after year.
You know, I think it's worse in some states than others, depending on how decentralized the police forces are. In New Hampshire, each town, a lot of things are done at the town level here as opposed to other states.
Mm-hmm.
And if a group of citizens were upset at the police department, they could conceivably cut funding for that department.
They, the citizens?
Yes.
How?
Well, there's town meetings here all over. If someone's upset about the police department in a city here, a town here, they have a lot more say-so. They can actually fight City Hall a lot better here than you can in other states.
Let's go to the phones. Talk to Zach in Minnesota. Zach, who is training to be a law enforcement officer. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark.
You guys had to know that you're going to hear from me talking about this.
I'm glad we did, Zach. What do you feel?
I don't see what all the hoo-ha is about. I think that's a wonderful idea, having a board like that. You know, just, well, you know, this is me, the college student. I'm still in theory classes, you know. I don't know anything about the real world yet, apparently.
Well, you haven't been indoctrinated into the Brotherhood yet, Zach.
But, you know, maybe I'm just still in that phase, you know, every law student wants to go out and change the world and all that, but, you know, I would like to think when I'm a cop and maybe as I work my way up into the administration, you know, what better idea than to have the people you're supposed to be serving tell you what you're doing right and what you're doing wrong? I just don't see why.
You're such an idealist, Zach.
You know, and maybe I'm just wishing for, you know, a perfect world, but.
But here you are with quotes from, I mean, Wayne, you say there are good cops and bad cops, and I agree with you. Unfortunately, it seems to be that the bad cops are the ones that go, that advance. That the bad cops are the ones in the case. In this case, it, these are the chiefs of police that are against the civilian oversight.
Right.
In the case of the marijuana decriminalization measure that we were looking at last week here in New Hampshire, who came out to testify against it? The chiefs of police. What's going on here?
The more the local police departments become more centralized at the state and federal level, the worse things are going to get. Mark my words.
I totally agree. Zach, how do you feel? I mean, have you heard anything from anyone on the inside about corruption? Have you experienced any of it? Just, I mean, considering you're, I'm sure you've done some tours with cops. I'm sure you've hung out with some cops, you know, gone into the Explorers program or whatever. Have you touched on any corruption in the departments you've experienced?
Well, I think we touched on this one of the other times I called in, but, you know, anything I see is some guy happens to bowl over his buddy and, oh, yeah, we won't worry about it. I've never seen anything like taking money under the table or anything like that. I mean,
right.
Yeah, it happens, but no, I've never seen anything like that. But.
Very good. Well, keep us informed as you continue through your career in law enforcement, and we appreciate hearing from you as always, Zach. 800-259-9231. The toll-free number from you, why on earth would a chief of police who's supposed to be serving the people oppose a little bit of oversight from those same people? Far and away, it's Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. There's that clicking noise again. If it sounds like Riverdance is performing under your hood, you could be in for some expensive repairs. I'll be back in a snap and tell you all about it.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG. That click-click isn't river dance, but it could be a malfunctioning tappet. Like doors open and close, letting people into a club, tappets open and close, letting air into your engine's cylinders. To move efficiently, tappets use engine oil for lubrication, and there's the potential problem. Debris in contaminated oil not only causes tappets to click, it also piggybacks with the oil into all engine parts. Bottom line, expensive repairs. So before you hear your dollars clicking away, schedule oil changes regularly. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It's your show. You bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Packet8.net toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We ask that you voluntarily support the show by amping. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The concept is simple. All you do is you send us $3 a month. It's a voluntary thing. All this, the website features are free, so you're not getting anything necessarily for it, though we do have a few perks that we've lined up for you. But really, the whole point is to support Free Talk Live and help us get on more radio stations, because what we do with the money is we turn it around into radio industry advertising for Free Talk Live. We buy internet advertising as well, and thereby get on more radio stations, get on more people's MP3 players, spread the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's worthwhile to you, head over to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Well, the State of the Union address was last night, and old President Bush got up there and told the same old lies that every other president has told. Oh, we're going to fix Social Security. We're going to fix Medicaid. We're going to end the war in Iraq one of these days, just after we finish doing whatever it is we're doing there.
Yeah, we'll get done with the job, and then we can leave.
And we're going to save the environment, too. And all of this can be done because we're the government. You know, the usual hubbub. And so we sort of picked him apart on the air, but apparently some people have gotten serious about maybe getting him out of office, huh, Wayne?
Oh, boy, yes.
What's going on?
In New Mexico, in fact, a week or two ago, we talked about New Mexico drafting a resolution against the Real ID Act. Well, yesterday at 2 p.m., two senators from New Mexico have introduced their resolution to impeach President Bush and Vice President Cheney based on a resolution crafted by Phil Burke of Impeach Bush TV and the National Impeachment Movement. The resolution made four charges, three of which are violations of the U.S. Constitution.
So this is state senators that are doing it?
Yes, senators.
Is it possible to impeach a president that way?
Well, there's a lot of legal theories going around now that actually impeachment can be initiated by the states. And there are some towns, and even the state of Vermont is wrestling with that as well.
But if two states vote to impeach the president, what good is it going to do, right?
I think that as more states think about this and talk about it, maybe others will get the idea. I think a lot of people are very upset with the president, even Republicans.
Nonetheless, whether or not it actually pans out, they're certainly sending a message.
Big time.
They're certainly letting them know they're less than pleased with what's been going on.
Absolutely.
You know, it would be interesting in a close race, like, for instance, what happened in 2000, if some states got together right after the election and decided to impeach Bush then. Like, just suppose...
Right away?
Just suppose this sets some precedent, and then states say, oh, we don't like how things went in that election. Let's just impeach him.
But they have to have a reason to impeach the president. Like you say, three of them violations of the Constitution.
Just a thought that floated through my head.
I mean, all they'd have to do is wait a week after he was sworn in, and he'd have violated the Constitution probably by then.
So. All presidents have.
I might add that these two state senators are both Democrats, and we have to say that there's probably some political motivation here, but there are a lot of Republicans who are upset with them for the same reasons, so, and libertarians as well.
Indeed. Hey, speaking of the State of the Union address, Steve Cubby has created his own State of the Union address. You know, Steve, we've had him on the show in the past. He's a tireless advocate of marijuana decriminalization, ending the war on drugs, and he also happens to be one of the candidates for president in 2008 for the Libertarian ticket. Now, I think it'd be interesting to see maybe a fusion ticket between Ron Paul on the Republican side and Steve Cubby maybe as the vice presidential candidate. Maybe we could have like a fusion Republican-Libertarian ticket there.
Oh, I think the Libertarians should support Ron Paul for president if he's and you know makes it through the primaries and that kind of thing.
You know, Ian, I think that the marijuana legalization is an issue that you don't want to really toot too loudly because I think you have to go mainstream a little bit. You have to focus on issues that the mainstream people care about if a Libertarian ever stands a chance of winning an election.
Oh, well... Steve Cubby's more than about marijuana. It's just that's where he's made his name,
and that's what the media will focus on.
And that's fine because mainstream America, at least under the age of 40, is in favor of marijuana. So it is a mainstream issue. It's just that the media and the politicians don't think so for some reason.
The people who vote, though,
yeah, and people under 40 don't have the voting block. Maybe we can get them out of the polls.
I see where you're coming from, but you have to understand Jesse Ventura came out and took some very non-mainstream so-called positions and managed to get people who'd never voted before to turn out and vote.
Mm-hmm.
So,
in Minnesota.
It's been done, but Jesse Ventura's got a heck of a lot bigger name, and so therefore his more radical stances on some things would be less detractive than the fact that he's the body Ventura! You know, I mean, like,
I see what you're saying. But I don't think that libertarians should run lukewarm campaigns, and I don't think you're going to see Ron Paul running lukewarm campaigns. I think he's going to take a very pro-liberty position, and he's going to position himself as somebody who's radically different from the rest of the Republicans.
You're right, but he's going to take positions on the monetary system, showing the average American how they're getting screwed by the system, which are things that we all can relate to and we care about.
What, the monetary system? I don't think most Americans can relate to that. I don't think they care.
Well, I think that he's very eloquent in the way he explains things.
I'm pretty sure he could eloquently explain the war on drugs as well. And in fact,
definitely.
If Ron Paul, as he did in 1988, ran for president, he got something like over 400,000 votes. You look confused, Mark. He ran for president on the Libertarian ticket.
No, I know, in 1988. Right. I was thinking about something else.
And so he ran for president as a Libertarian then. That's history. I mean, that's going to come up again. If indeed he is running for president this time around, you can bet that the news anchors and the people that are going to be asking him questions are going to say, hey, weren't you a Libertarian at one time? And aren't you for the legalization of drugs? He's going to have to address the issue, even if it isn't one of his primary ones.
I still wouldn't put a candidate like I'm not that I don't like Steve Cubby. I just wouldn't run with a guy whose name has been made in drug legalization, marijuana legalization. I just wouldn't do it. I mean, it's my personal opinion.
Ron Paul and Michael Badnarik wouldn't be a bad ticket if you're a Libertarian.
I suppose. I don't think Michael Badnarik's going to run again. I think he's pretty much tapped out as far as presidential aspirations are concerned.
You know, there's. Tancredo, which is, he's pretty libertarian, not great.
What are you talking about? Tancredo? He's one of those border control freaks.
I agree. So is Ron Paul.
Yeah, I don't think he's like Tancredo.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's a freak, though. I wouldn't say Ron Paul's a freak. I think that he just feels that we need to be a little more stringent.
Then he's lukewarm on the border issue, and he's not going to get anything done there either.
What's Tancredo got as far as the Liberty rating?
And I'll have to
look. I bet he's not even there. But he's not even on that top 10.
You're going to have to give me a second. Or Jeff Flake. I mean, yeah, there's some choices of people that are mostly liberty-oriented as opposed to ones that are going to cause problems.
You know what? I think Ron Paul, if he does get the nomination, would make a good choice. But you're not even hearing his name mentioned that much in the mainstream media mm-hmm. as a Republican hopeful.
Well, I think a number of Republican hopefuls and Democratic hopefuls have actually officially tossed their hat into the ring, and Ron Paul's still in as an exploratory committee. So maybe that's one of the reasons why. It's either that or they're just already trying to marginalize his campaign. It's one or the other. But I think Ron Paul already, even though he hasn't necessarily officially announced it, and I'm just going to hold the Steve Covey article tomorrow night because we just don't have enough time for it. But Ron Paul is already getting support from various different aspects of America, not just the libertarians, but also I'm sure there's a significant chunk of more Goldwater-esque Republicans that are going to be behind him once as soon as they discover he's out there. I know that even the conspiracy crowd is galvanizing behind Ron Paul. So he's going to have a huge chunk, I think, of population behind him, maybe more so than people like Pat Buchanan and others who are already writing articles about the candidates have any idea. Like, I don't know if they are really keyed in on how popular this guy is going
to
be.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the only person I really trust to be president.
I don't trust anybody personally, but I'd rather have Ron Paul over anyone else.
Any idea Mark? What state Tancredo's from?
Texas.
Colorado.
Arizona, Colorado. One of those states.
That'll be helpful.
So Mark is checking the Republican Liberty Caucus rankings where they essentially take the voting records of the senators and representatives and they determine whether or not they voted in a pro-liberty fashion and come up with some sort of a percentage, I believe it is.
Yeah, basically he's 55 on...
Yeah, that's crap.
On personal issues,
yeah.
But he's 90 on economic issues, coming out to an average of 72.3.
Lousy.
Which puts him... That's not lousy! Look, man, do you know how much better off we'd be if all of them showed up at 72.3?
What's Ron Paul on personal issues?
Well, give me just a second, and I'll let you know.
Exactly.
No one's going to do except you. You should run, maybe.
Heck no, I'm not even going to run for local office.
Did you ever say it, Wayne? Nobody's going to do but Ian.
Do what?
Nobody's going to be good enough.
The politicians? Heck no, they're not. They're scumbags, for the most part. It upsets me when you start defending these...
I'm not defending the guy.
Like Tom Tancredo.
I'm just trying to take a realistic view. The guy's in the race. He's got a pretty good economic score. I know that he's shows up pretty libertarian on a lot of issues.
So if Tom Tancredo gets the nod, are you going to vote for him?
Hell no.
All righty then.
But I think a lot of people will.
No need to even talk about it.
If he gets the VP nod, I'd vote for him.
Anyone who is going to be voting for a party ticket will vote for whoever they nominate.
You two sound like an old married couple. Who's the wife tonight?
Oh, my God. That's never going to happen, just so you know.
It's been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
All righty.
Paul's at 81.7.
Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We at the